Okay, I mentioned a shaila that has to do with the parsha. We're learning parshas Nedarim. There's a family, and the woman, the wife, is trying to go on a diet. And the problem is that Sunday there's a very big chasana, and that's one of the big mechshoilim she has in her diet. So she was sitting at home, Shal Shudis, talking over, so that she doesn't think she's going to make it through. So her son is sitting there, and he, Yeshiva Bachar, and he's learning Masechta Nedarim. So he says, Ma, I have a good etzer for you. Say a neder that you will only eat the bread and soup at the wedding. So she said, oh, very good idea. So she says, okay, how do you say it? She goes, I am saying a neder that I will only eat the bread and the soup at the wedding. The husband, he never went to yeshiva. He didn't know anything, you know, didn't know any halacha or anything. He says, oh, great idea, fantastic idea. Okay, then tomorrow, Sunday, they go to the wedding. But she didn't realize that they got a special caterer that only comes once. This is the first time ever, and the food was just amazing. And she has big charata that she made that neder, because it's like a once-in-a-lifetime chance. Yeah, for that. And now she wants out on the nether. So she calls over her son, says, what do I do now? I have a nether. How do I get out of this nether? So he tells her, don't worry, Ma, it's not really a nether. Because you didn't say the nether properly. In order for nether to work, you have to say that the food is usher on me. But if you said you're only going to eat bread and soup, it wasn't an eder. Okay, that's what he tells his mother. I was just telling you that so you should be able to go on your diet, but it wasn't actually an eder. So she says, go double check with the Rav before. So what is the truth? Is it an eder or isn't it an eder? So the truth is, there are three possible reasons why it's not an eder. But Lamaisa, you have to be machmir that it's a neder. I'll go through the three reasons. Firstly, she never said that she won't eat the other food. She said, I'm making a neder that I'll only eat the bread and the soup. A real neder is always in the no form. There is no such thing as a positive neder. You can't make a neder, I will go here, I will do this. You can only make a neder that you won't do something. If you want to make a neder to do something, you have to switch to a different mode. You have to switch to shvuah, which is much more severe, actual oath. Then you can make a shvuah that you will do something. But as far as the neder, has to be in the not form. Now, she said she'll only eat the bread and the soup. The problem is, this is like in between, because she means, but everything else I won't eat. So how do you look at that? So that's called mikla lava to shemehain. That's called like being medayik. And that's a machloikas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So most paskin that it's only a neder if you directly say, I will not. But if you say something which can be inferred to mean that you won't, that's not a neder. However, that would sound like a reason to be soimich that it's not an eder here, because she didn't directly say she won't. However, it says in the Rosh that if you add in some kind of word that shows that you clearly have in mind to make an eder, then you do infer. Meaning, the Rosh explains like this. If a person would say, the food over there, I will eat. So you have an inference, but you're making an eder. The food here, I won't eat. Well, that would be okay. That would not be an eder, because it's not a total inference. You could say, otherwise, you could say, the food over there, I will eat. And he means, but the food here, I'm not sure. So over there, it's not a good eder. But if you say something which makes it very clear that you mean definitely to infer, that is definitely an eder. So for instance, over here, where she used the word, I am making a neder, so it's very clear that she's trying to make a neder. There's no way to get around that. Well, a kinui is when you use... It's different than a kinui. Here it's a diuk. A kinui is when you use, like, not the real language, right, but rather a slang type of...
Slang
lushen. That would be a kinui. This is a little weaker, because she didn't say anything clear out of her mouth, I will not eat the other food. But nonetheless, if it is 100% clear that we should infer it, then it is a neder. So that reason, beside that reason, I would say it would be a neder, because it's clear that she is trying to infer a neder. The second reason is what the boy said. The boy said that a neder always has to be on an object. This is the famous Gemara in the beginning of Nedarim. A neder is an iser cheftza. A neder is an iser cheftza. You always have to say, the food is usser on me. The table is usser bano on me. But when you use the gavra language, like I won't do it, that is not a neder. So here when she said, I will eat this food, but I won't eat that food, she's talking about herself and not about the food, so it's not the proper language for a neder. So this is taka, a pretty good svara. However, the Rush does paskin that when you do that, it's not a valid neder. But the Ramban argues with the Rush. The Ramban says that if you say the language of your neder improperly, it's still a neder because of the din yad. The din is that if you say part of the language, then we'll fill in the rest for you. So since you are clearly trying, you're expressing that you're trying to make a neder, so even though you didn't do the official language properly, we fill in the rest for you as if to say, you say, let's say, I'm making a neder that I will not eat this food. We will fill in the rest. And therefore, the food is us around me. So even though you didn't say it, you began it, and we'll finish it for you. So there is a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch how to paskin. Shulchan Aruch says both opinions. The Iker opinion is that it's not a neder, but there is the other opinion which Shulchan Aruch brings, and he does not say a final conclusion. And therefore, the Achronim say you should machmer for the Ramban, that even if you use the improper language, it is still a neder because we fill it in for you as a din of yad. So Memela, the boy, did not remember the Ramban. He is right according to the Rush, but according to the Ramban, even if you say the language improperly, it's still a neder anyways because we fill it in midin yad.
It's the same yad that we're talking about in the first mission of the Dar, yes?
Yes, it's the same yad as the first mission of the Dar, according to the Ramban. However, I'll explain. The Rush says we will fill in missing words, but if you said the entire thing improperly, we will not change it. That's the Rush's opinion. Therefore, the Rush says you said your entire statement, a full statement, I make a neder that I will not eat bread, and therefore it is invalid, and there's no yad. The Ramban is the machmer that even though you did a full statement, we will fix it for you through yad, and add on words that will make it into a neder. That's why we have a machlekes here, whether this is yad or this is not yad.
If she would have meant it to be a shvur, because it's an iser gavra, if she would have meant it that way, would it come out any different?
Well, it wouldn't help to mean it because for shvuah it has to be said in your mouth, and she never uttered the word shvuah. She said, I'm making a neder. Her son told her, say, I'm making a neder. So if you say that, it cannot be a shvuah without saying the word shvuah.
So it'd be the husband's idea is not a good enough idea that he would have. In other words, because he doesn't know the halacha, so he's told maybe his clock didn't start.
Oh, we'll get to that very shortly. So anyway, we so far what we've come out is that we should be machmer, that even though she said it improperly, according to the Ramban, it's still a neder. So now the question is, what can she do about this? What exactly could she do about this? So the boy says, okay, it's not a problem. Even if you did a neder, you could do a tarsa darm, you know. You could do a tarsa darm. You could get three people. She goes, oh, no. I'm not going to matir neder in front of three people and say that I made a neder, that I'm not eating, I'm only eating bread and soup. You can forget about that. I'd rather eat the bread and the soup. I'm not going to any people. So, okay. So then the husband said, I know what I could do. I could make hafara. That says in the parsha, v'im b'yom shmoa isha, yani yoisa, if the husband hears the neder of his wife on that day, he could be mefer. But the only problem is it's too late because it stops at Seisa Kochavim.
It could be 5 minutes.
Right, if she does the neder 5 minutes before the end of the day and it's already tomorrow. Okay, but the son said...
He agreed to it.
Oh, very good. That's the next thing. The son said, no, it says... His father didn't know any halacha. It says that if you don't know the halacha of hafara, then whenever you find it out, the clock starts ticking from then. So since my father didn't know this halacha, he didn't ever hear of hafara until this minute right now. So then you can do it even a week later or a year later. The only time the Torah applies that you only have till tzeis is when the husband knew his rights. But if the husband didn't know the halacha, then the clock starts ticking from the time he finds the halacha out. So since her husband didn't know anything, so it should start now. But, like you say, that doesn't work here. Because the halacha is that once the husband says, good for you, that's called heikimoisa. That's called hakama. That's called that the husband... established the neder, like it says in the pasuk, and once the husband established the neder, then the din is that he can never be mefer again. So since he told her good for you, he's out. Okay, so now we're in a little bit of a pickle here, right? Because she won't do the hataras nedarim, she doesn't want to. He can't do mefer because he already said it's good for you. So is there anything else that we can do here? So the we paskin, very good. We paskin in Nedarim, and it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that the wife is allowed to send her husband as a shliach to matir neder for her. There's only one condition, that the husband is not allowed to gather the bezdin. He has to find three people sitting there before and not gather them himself. Which is no problem at a chasana. You could easily find three people sitting at any table. So the lechayer, we have a great eitzah here. The eitzah would be she should tell her husband, you know, if I would have known there was a special caterer, we make a Pesach, right? If I would have known that there was a different caterer, I would have never made this neder. And then the husband, it says it for her. She doesn't have to come, and they can make a taras nedarim that way. So right, that lechayer should be the good eitzah. What you can do. However, there's one little catch, and that's just like this. There is this concept in the Torah called when the husband is making the neder. When the husband says, I like that neder, it's a good neder. The Gemara says that when a husband does that, then he could matir neder the hakama. Meaning, he tells her, yeah, I like that neder. Then he says, you know what? No, I'd really like to be made for it. I changed my mind. He can matir neder his hakama. He can go to three people and matir neder the hakama and cancel that hakama. And after he does that, he can make for her again. Okay? What's the concept? Says that... But the thing is like this. This only works if you do it on that day. But once you already missed till Tzeisa Krechavim, then it won't do you any good, because even if you're matir the hakama, you missed your day anyway, and you won't be able to do it because you only get till Tzeisa Krechavim anyway. And today, and it's already Sunday. But what I'm trying to get is a different point here. The point, what I'm trying to get is like this. The idea of hakama is like the husband also is adding to the neder. That's how the Ron explains the idea. And that's why you can matir neder ana hakama, because hakama is a mini neder. Just like when you make a neder, you can matir a neder. If you're making a neder, you can matir that, because that's also like a neder. Okay, that's the concept of hakama, is like he's strengthening the neder. Okay, now based on this concept, what about meis le'eis? Meaning what?
It doesn't go away, it says the husband's father.
If what happened?
I'm saying, doesn't it come to meis le'eis from the time of the neder?
To do what?
But it's over. The time is over.
To do afar, sure. Yeah, I'm not getting, you only get meis le'eis, we're not even meis le'eis. You only get till tzeis. We paskin, you get till tzeis ha'kuchavim. It's a machlaikas, we paskin till tzeis ha'kuchavim.
So is meis le'eis in the start?
So the meis le'eis didn't start. Yeah, that's true. In this case, since he didn't know the halacha, his clock didn't.
But I'm saying if he was making, and he even does hafar only works with kind of lahaba.
It goes to mafreya.
It's mafreya.
Right.
For him, it's the kind of lahaba.
Right. So that's fine. Kind of lahaba, she wants to eat. It's kind of lahaba. That's fine.
They have to do it very quickly, is what I'm trying to
do. Do it before she eats.
And before she eats.
Well, she's not eating yet. She's waiting.
She doesn't want to be locked there, which could have helped her a lot, because she could be a little afraid of them.
Yeah, but what does the difference? She only wants to eat in the kind of lab.
But what are we saying afterwards? Now we're in day two?
She's at the wedding, and she sees the catering at the chuppah. She already sees the catering. Okay. She's not eating yet.
Okay,
so let's get straight where we are. Let's not get mixed up here. Step one was that we are choishish that it's a neder. It's not vaday neder. According to Rabban, it is a neder. Step two was, since he said very good, he was making the neder. So he can't do hafara. He was mekayim the neder. And therefore, he can't do hafara. Step three, we're saying, he should matir her neder as a shliach. Okay, those were the three steps we said. Her neder is a neder.
Right.
He can't make afar because he was mekayim the neder. What he should do is do hatars and dorim as a shliach for his wife. Now we're finally focusing on step four. The Rama says that if a husband was mekayim his wife's neder, the neder is non-matrable. Because that's what my hakdama was bringing out. Because when he does that, he strengthens the nether. And the nether is too strong to be mattered. Okay? So, l'chora, now we're in a pickle because he did that. Since he said it's a good nether, he was mekayim the nether, now you can't matter it. Yeah, because that's not automatic. That you still need to go to three people. In other words, if you didn't know who's the caterer, that's just a Pesach to matir neder.
So we're not saying that the
Pesach is fine,
okay.
But the problem is that he was mekayim, so she can't matir her neder. So what has to be done over here, the final closing thing, what has to be done is he has to matir neder his hakama. Because we explained that the Gemara Paskins, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you can matir neder your hakama, and then matir neder her neder.
Because his hafara of his hakama will weaken the neder.
When he matirs the hakama is gone, so she's back to a plain neder without hakama, and on a regular neder he's a shliach to matir her neder.
Why is he made for her neder?
He could. I'll tell you just. I'll say why in a minute. Very good. But I'll say in a minute. You hear that? This is the psak lemaisa. What he should do is he should go over to the three people and say, if I would have known that there would have been a special caterer, I would have never said to my wife that I'm a kaim the netter. I would never told her it's a good netter. Then they say, okay, mutter. The hakama is not a hakama. Then he goes and says, and I'm a shliach for my wife. If she would have known there was a special caterer, she would have never made the neder. And then they say, mutter la. Now she could eat. That is lemaisa what she should do. Now, the question is what you're saying. There's another option. What you could do is, you could matir neder the hakama, and the hakama is off, and go and mayfair your wife. Because once that comma's off, as long as it's within Seisa Kochavim, you can mefer.
It should be the same thing. Meaning if you're mefer, you can do comma, that's saying that you don't want the...
You mean maybe it's like as if you're saying
it's one.
It's one thing because it's maybe, well, maybe you don't want the hakama, you don't want it that strong, but you don't mind if she has the neder without the hakama. I don't know. It's a nice question what you're saying, but if you say it beferish, so l'chayr that should be another eitzah. But I wouldn't advise that eitzah. Why? Because there's a machlokes Rambam and Rosh. A husband can only mefer if it's an inui nefesh. If it's inui nefesh. The Rosh says any neder against food is always an inui nefesh. Any neder, but the Rambam says only when you say all food. A neder against all food is an inui nefesh. But a neder against specific food is not an inui nefesh. And both opinions are brought in Shulchan Aruch. So over here, you don't want to use hafara because it's totally in that machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh, because she only asked her specific food. The bread and soup, okay. All other food out of the wedding, okay. Just the other food in the chasana. So you wouldn't want to use hafara because it would only work like the Rosh.
Is it a neder even to begin with, if there's no inyan nefesh?
Yes, yes. A neder could be any neder, yes.
But the
hafara has to be any nefesh, but the neder is any neder.
The neder has to be restriction. It has to be some type of...
Right.
So, that has to be some type of inui.
Yeah, but like, for example, one fruit, according to the Rambam, is some type of restriction, but it's not enough for inui nefesh. It's not strong enough to be inui nefesh. So memela, that's why it's better to do the eights of being matir both in the door. Okay, that is the entire shir from beginning to end. Just, let's say, over in short. First of all, according to some people, it's not a neder at all because she used the wrong language, but we're machmer from the Ramban that it's a yad. Second of all, let me go in order, what was the next thing? The second of all, he cannot be made for it because he already said it was a good neder. Third of all, she can't not send him as a shliach to matter her neder. Because a neder which was makim, which he was mekayim, can't be matir. So fourth of all, the final correct thing is your matir neder, the hakoma, and after that, your matir, the her neder. But remember, this is because, just don't forget this is because the husband didn't know the halacha. This is because the husband didn't know the halacha, so there's no issue of b'yoyim shamay here. In that case, we're talking about that case. Okay, that is the whole shir. Yeah. He came and she ate it.